Well, economic developers say the mid-Michigan economy has an abundance of high-wage, high-demand job openings in the STEAM fields that employers are eager to fill. To attract new talent to these jobs, Capital Area IT Council and the Capital Area Michigan Works are hosting a networking event this Wednesday for Michiganders returning for the Thanksgiving holiday. There will be a few of those. The event is called Capital Comeback. It'll take place at the Broad Museum in East Lansing. Joining us, one of the organizers and program manager for the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, Josh Holliday. Hi, Josh.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
We are well. Thank you for being here. Also with us, a Michigander who moved away from the region and then moved back, Laura de la Rambouillet. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Josh, the main objective of Capital Comeback is to attract people to these jobs. How connect the dots for us? How do you think that'll happen?
Yeah, so the event takes place the day before Thanksgiving, which is known as the biggest bar day of the year,
right. As
social event of the year. And so we are encouraging former mid-Michigan residents to come back, discover what is happening in Lansing. And so come to the Broad. There's going to be 12 to 15 corporate recruiters and different employees from these corporations that'll be in attendance that those attending will be able to meet and learn more about job opportunities, urban living opportunities here in Lansing, and why it's a great place to live.
And some of the people attending are the companies with the job openings that need filling?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. These are jobs primarily, I take it, in the STEAM fields, that's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Can you go a little deeper and tell us what the nature of these jobs are? I've always been led to believe there's always some number of IT jobs open in Lansing.
Yes, we have a large number of IT jobs available in the area. Insurance, we have several insurance hubs, so a lot of jobs within the insurance field, as well as the arts and cultural sector within economic development and finance. So we have a plethora of career opportunities, but this really stemmed out of a STEAM initiative because there are many STEAM jobs, and we want to make sure that people realize that Lansing's a global community and has global job opportunities for people from all across the country.
Laura, you're from Kalamazoo originally, and you attended MSU, but your work took you away. Tell us a little bit more about where you lived and what work you did after college.
Well, when I graduated from MSU in 2003, I was ready to fly. I wanted to see the world, so I moved out to Washington, D.C., went to graduate school at American University, obtained my master's degree, and while I was there, I started interning at the U.S. Department of State. I interned overseas at the embassy in Warsaw, loved it, and wanted to get into the Foreign Service. So after I graduated, I applied for the Foreign Service. And something I've always said, I speak frequently with students and young people in the area, and I say, you know, sometimes failure isn't a bad thing. I didn't end up getting into the Foreign Service, but I did get a presidential management fellowship that allowed me to be a civil servant and rotated through several positions in the Department of State, and then eventually ended up working on international human rights issues.
And you moved back to mid-Michigan to be closer to your family after your mother had a health scare. Were you concerned about finding a job when you moved back?
Initially, I was, but I also was fortunate that I still had a great network here in mid-Michigan. My sister still lives here in the area. My best friends from undergrad still live in the area. And they kept telling me, move back. You can do it. You've got support here. We'll find you a position. Just talk to people. Talk to MSU. Talk to the Alumni Association. And so that's what I did. I started networking as soon as I actually came back over Thanksgiving at one point. And when my husband went to talk to the MBA program here at MSU, I started talking to other people about what can I do in changing my career, because obviously I can't work at the UN from Lansing.
Very interesting. And you work in public health now.
Yes.
Talk to us about that transition.
Well, my work took me into working on the disparities that you find in human rights around the world. And so disparities occur everywhere in the world, including in our own country. And so the work that I was doing, focusing on trying to rectify disparities in human rights, translated easily into the work that I do in trying to reduce disparities in tobacco control. Mm-hmm.
And that's specifically what you're involved in
now. That is what I'm involved in now.
I'm speaking with a Michigander, Laura de la Rambouillet, who moved back to mid-Michigan, moved away and then back. We're discussing an upcoming event called Capital Comeback. Wednesday at the Broad Art Museum, designed to showcase Greater Lansing and inform people of the many career opportunities here. Josh Holliday also joins us. Josh is Program Manager for the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. Josh, talk to us about what you think it takes to attract and retain talent to Lansing or to Mid-Michigan.
Yeah, so for Lansing, we want to make sure that people understand that we have urban living opportunities, because this younger demographic of young professionals and millennials are looking for urban living opportunities. They're looking for arts and cultural attractive events and happenings. They're looking for great food. And Lansing has that. We're growing and seeing so much more of that pop up. But then they're also looking for the job. It's a combination of all of these coming together, and that's what we're looking to showcase at this event.
Anything you'd add to that list, Laura?
I think the thing I would add is that there are so many opportunities to plug into the region. You know, it's remarkable here, having lived elsewhere, that people don't automatically say no to you here. If you have an idea and you don't see something happening and you say to a couple friends, hey, we don't have this here, do you think we could make it happen? People want to make those things happen here, and they try to work to support one another to make it happen, instead of just saying, oh, that's not possible, that's too expensive, or Lansing, that's not for Lansing, or that's only for a big city. That sort of thing just really doesn't happen here. It's very much a can-do attitude in the area, and I feel that it's rooted in the university being here, the culture of an international culture here, and a deep culture of volunteerism in the area.
Josh, there will be about a dozen companies and organizations at Capital Comeback. Can you tell us more about them?
Yeah, so companies are signing up as we go, so the list is ever increasing. Several of them, I think Neogen, MSU Federal Credit Union, Auto Owners Insurance, that's just to name a few. But if you go on our Facebook page and several online sources, you can find more information about the companies that are confirming as they come in.
Laura, what would you say to someone who is considering moving back to the area?
I would say explore it. Start talking to people. Reach out. Just talk to strangers even when you go out and you're out for dinner or you're out at a bar. Talk to your family, because a lot of the time there are opportunities that are waiting for you, but the people you know back home don't even know that you're open to those opportunities, so they don't even mention them to you. So it's just start the conversation, and you don't have to make it public. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't worry about telling your current employer that you're even considering it. That's not the point. It's just to start building your network here, because if you already grew up here or you went to school here, you've already got that network here in place. You just need to tap into it.
I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge kind of the change in recent years at the MSU Alumni Association, because I know Scott Westerman has made this Network for Life idea a centerpiece for how he operates. It's like, if you know a Spartan anywhere, lean on him. And I think Scott has tried to cultivate that, and it would appear to be paying some dividends here. Josh, we've had folks from the Arts Council of Greater Lansing on the show before to talk about your various programs. Remind us what the organization does.
Yeah, we are a membership and service organization that represents the arts and cultural organizations and artists in the region. So organizations such as the Broad, Wharton Center here on campus, to the Lansing Art Gallery and the Lansing Symphony. And then we have over 150 artists and creatives that are making our community unique and vibrant. And so that's how we come to the table. We come to the table as ambassadors for creative placemaking in the region, and we believe that is a key part in bringing people back to Lansing, as there's many opportunities that make this feel like the big city that we see across the country.
Mm-hmm. I've been speaking with the Program Manager for the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, Josh Holliday, also Michigander Laura de la Rambouillet, who moved back to Mid-Michigan after moving away. We've been discussing Capital Comeback, which takes place this Wednesday at the Broad Museum from 6 to 8 p.m. So many people are out already. You figure, why not stop by there if you're coming back and maybe you're at a transition phase in your life?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The link to register for the event will be up on our website later today. That's at wkar.org. Josh, Laura, thank you. Continued success.
Thank you very much.